Scott with SGA Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 422. Deception is coming. I smell evil in the air. We're calling this podcast, Will the New Pope promote Noahide laws with Trump? How will Muslims accept Noahide laws as well, my friends? Now, before we dive deep into the Pope, Trump, and other news on this beast system, I want to dive into a video that Catherine Austin Fitz just did. And I think she is a second witness to things that we've talked about. And she articulates this in 6 minutes. Now, some context, I think she kind of missed some things, is she talks about how Doge is destroying the government to cut costs, doing some good things, but they're going to privatize everything. Now, I think the interesting question on the privatization is AI government. Will AI that runs everything be a private organization? That's an interesting question, but it'll be AI government. Doge is EGOD backwards, right? And also, it's interesting. She said the country, the syndicate, I think is what she says, that runs the United States is out of Israel. And if you follow our ministry, we have the point of view, or I have the point of view, that Israel or Jerusalem is the woman of Revelation, right? Sits on seven hills called the Great City, where they crucified Christ, called Sodom and Egypt. You can actually check out some of the VCasts that we have done grounded in Scripture. Do you still have to watch Rome? Absolutely. They're a power player. Don't get me wrong. AI will run to judges, Noahide law enforcement. She mentions how Doge is taking the data. Potentially, our little God will be out of Memphis, XAI. If you know this ministry, we've done a series as Elon Musk, the false prophet of the book of Revelation, 378. Check it out at sjwellfire.com. I think we've done 4 to 5 different VCasts. Now, the other part that she mentions is all the energy that Trump's AI Stargate is going to take. And she mentions a whole bunch of nuclear power plants that would have to be installed for AI governance. And that is why we're getting primed for free energy that we've covered in the last 3-4 VCasts. They're telling us they have free energy, my friends. And then she nails the Internet of Bodies, the bio-digital convergence, this brain-to-computer interface. If you follow my ministry for the last 4 years, that's probably 30 to 40% of our VCast is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave as the days of Noah. And then again, she mentions that Israel is the syndicate, I think is the term she used, that runs the United States. Well, that fits perfectly my theory that the woman of the book of Revelation that sits on seven hills, that killed the prophets, that is called the Great City, and the Great City with hermeneutics is called Sodom and Egypt, where they crucified Christ. And then you take a look at money ruling the world. I think they're number 3 with artificial intelligence. Think of all the links into society. I mean, it's part of the system. Think of all the blackmail operations on our politicians. And the woman is riding the beast and will be hated by the 10 kings. I wonder if the woman will be hated because of all the blackmail operations, all the leverage. And don't forget Rome. Rome's a player as well, obviously. But let's play this. And Catherine Austin Fitz, I know she's an Ivy Leaguer. She worked in the government, worked on Wall Street, very, very sharp woman. And she's really known for blowing the whistle that $21 trillion has been stolen from the American people. And so all of this, the big picture is silent weapons for quiet wars. Why they flood us out, why they raise our insurance, why they raise our taxes, why they want to tax us for our carbon output. It's silent weapons for quiet wars. They have to kill the creditor.
If I'm right, the way this reads to me is the bankers have decided that Trump's their man to get the control grid for them. You know, if you look at the other faction, they can't, you know, they're not going fast enough. They're not making headway. So they're going to use Trump to get the control grid. So they're going to back him for president. That's what I believe happened. Mm. So And if you look at the speed that they're moving to build the control grid, it's astonishing. So Stargate, of course, is to put the data centers in place. The challenge you've got in an all-digital financial or transaction system is the energy usage is frightening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how we get from here to there, because I think the energy use, unless you finally bring in breakthrough energy, which they could do if they had complete control, I don't see how it works. There's one article in February in Bloomberg saying Texas for its data centers was going to need 30 new nukes.
Wow.
Right. Can you imagine? So, yeah, and they want to remember BlackRock wants to move the stock exchange down there. So anyway, so Stargate, within a couple days of the new administration, they announced $500 billion for data centers, right? And then the continuation of mRNA injections, which, of course, I believe is the internet of bodies.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you don't understand what I mean by that, go. Purdue has the center on the internet of bodies in their engineering school. So go.
I've been writing about this. Yeah.
So they announced, okay, data centers and internet of bodies. Okay. So that's the first thing. Then they're pushing the digital ID like crazy. And they just did a new executive order pushing the digital ID. They're trying to get everybody on the real ID system. So the first thing you need is that digital ID, but then you need the data center infrastructure to back up and deal with all the data. Okay. Now, in the meantime, another very key thing you need is you need the central bankers to control fiscal policy, which means you have to finish destroying the civil service. Mm-hmm. And I would say DOGE is, you know, they are working hard to do that. DOGE is a much more complicated story. They're trying to get the current expenditures down. And if you're going to go from a unipolar model to a multipolar model, there's all sorts of expenses that are a total waste.
Mm-hmm.
So DOGE is trying to cut expenses and I think engineer a switch to corporate contractors running everything in the civil service, basically not being there to implement congressional will. So you're moving fiscal policy into the control of the bankers. And as a practical matter, it's pretty far that way now because we're running at such big deficits. You know, the minute the central bankers decide to turn off the money, everything stops. Yeah. So Trump is completely dependent on two characters. He's completely dependent on the central banking system and the Fed, you know, for his day-to-day provision to run the government. But from everything we can tell, this group is totally reporting to the Netanyahu syndicate.
Mm.
And I won't call them Israel because, you know, poor Israel, they're, you know.
Yeah.
If you think we have a tapeworm, they've got the tapeworm par excellence. So, you know, Netanyahu and his syndicate, if you look at what he did during the pandemic, he was killing more Israelis than, you know, Palestinians.
Yeah.
So, you know, that syndicate appears to be in total control day to day to day. And my concern is, you know, Netanyahu wants Trump to engineer a war with Iran, and it looks like they're trying.
It does look that way.
Yep. And I for the life of me, I don't see how they win. I think whatever they do, they're unless they have a pretend war, which, you know, Trump has been known to do, then, you know, if you try and have a real war, since you can't put boots on the ground, you're going to lose. And if you lose, I can see how it makes the neocons more powerful in terms of economic plunder. But the only way, you know, your next step, you have two choices. You can, because the East-West strategy failed, you didn't implode Russia. Now you've got to get Canada, Greenland, and Panama, because if you can't go East-West, you're going to go North-South. So Trump is being very open about educating the American people about, you know, what you need to keep the model going. If, you know, but while you do that, their plan is clearly to plunder their own populations. They've been plundering all around the world, and now they're ready to plunder certainly the U.S. big time. So they part of what DOGE is they're just going in and stealing the data.
Mm.
I mean, that data to Musk's, you know, XAI and X.
Mm.
He's out in the market raising capital for those things now, and stealing all that data and putting it in his AI is dramatically would skyrocket the capital value of that stock.
Yeah.
So I think they're just privatizing. They if you look at the $21 trillion, they've stolen everything you can kind of steal with the money, or a lot. But now you can steal the data and the land and mineral resources. So I think they're going to plunder the balance sheet. That's what they're doing. I think they're working on a plunder plan. Now, will they get away with it? I don't know. You know,
$21 trillion. Now, it's just interesting. So X and XAI, we played the video where mainstream news was calling Elon the Messiah because he bought Twitter, turned it to X. Then he has artificial intelligence now linked up to X. So artificial intelligence can get all the information left and right posted on Twitter to have real-time predictive analytics. Then you throw in the Neuralace. I'm not even saying Neuralink. I'm saying Neuralace, nanotech, wiring your brain that hooks up to artificial intelligence with 5G, 6G that communicates at the nano, at the cell level. For optogenetics, this brain-computer to interface, folks, this B system is rising fast. Oh, yes, Trump just signed an executive order about AI in schools. Now, I read it. It's more talking about teaching the students to use tools of AI. Let me basically say it's teaching kids to not think on their own. All right, my question for the new Pope. In my understanding, the conclave process starts in early May, and they primed us with a Netflix or a movie about the process. So the internet is buzzing about this process. I just find it interesting. The internet as well is buzzing about J.D. Vance, that he potentially is the Antichrist, and Q people. I don't follow Q, never got caught up in Q just because of my family's history in Russia getting sent to Siberia in Operation Trust. So I read about that. I never, ever thought that that was legit. But Q people think Trump took over the Vatican Bank gold. I'm just telling you, research Operation Trust if you're into that, because I just played Catherine Austin Fitz. Trump is the New World Order repo man. A listener sent me that quote, repo man. Trump's the repo man. I thought that was great. I'm pinching it from him. But here's what I wrote on Telegram. Will the next pope push Noahide laws that will behead atheist Christians and homosexuals out of the Sanhedrin court, monitored and tracked by artificial intelligence? Then, I think as the woman gets kicked off the beast, the Antichrist will come and say, worship me. Probably will be some sort of fake resurrection and hologram. The only historical link I'm finding is with the interfaith movement. Right, of just kind of pushing us towards this natural law is like Noahide laws, like that sort of thing. But I did find Pope Benedict the 16th once referred to Noahide laws indirectly in context of a shared ethical foundation between Jews and Christians. He acknowledged that Jewish moral teachings for non-Jews, i.e. Noahide laws, resonate with the church's understanding of moral law for all people. And again, I just thought it was interesting. J.D. Vance saw the Pope just before his passing, and everybody's covered this. Klaus resigns from the World Economic Forum, and then the Pope died. And if you are into what the occult think with numerology and their witchcraft, there's some great videos out there about 88. I mean, it's pretty intense. So it looks like a ritual. It looks like exit the stage vibes. And my friend's deception is coming. All right, here's how Muslims are going to accept Noahide laws. And this kind of took me back a little bit, because I was thinking there's no way Muslims are going to accept Noahide laws. And then I saw this video. Let's play this. This is pretty wild stuff.
Muslims are perfect monotheists. It's a fact of Jewish law that we believe that they worship the same God that we do. In the past, we've called it by different names, Yirei Shemayim, which means the people who have fear of heaven, Ger Toshav, or B'nai Noach, the children of Noah, or during Hellenist times, in Greek it was called Theosebia, that this refers to the great number of non-Jewish believers who came to sacrifice the Kurban Shlamim in Jerusalem together with the Jews, Salamai, Muslimai, Muslimi. This could be a clear indication in our literature that Islam is an ancient religion dating back to the time of the Second Temple, or even earlier. If the roots of Islam are the same as what we call B'nai Noach, then for us, it is much older. This is the religion of Noah. This is the religion of Adam himself. Muslims are perfect monotheists.
And I have another video from a rabbi just saying the same thing, but trashed Jesus Christ. I've done a three-part series about the Third Temple, because the New Testament says you're the temple of God, and you need to peel back the onion with Donald Trump. His first administration received the Abraham Accord coin that is pure transhumanism. We decoded that. And so my question is, with the Third Temple, if Christ is not in it, is it holy? Because the Antichrist will sit in the holy place. You're to give yourself as a daily sacrifice to Christ. And so all of a sudden, if you're hooked up to AI with read-write capability, you lose your free will, my friends. And I've read Ezekiel talking about the temple, and there's much debate with scholars on, is this millennial reign? Is this end of days? Did it already happen? But the thing that really takes me with Ezekiel's temple, and there seems to be a switch when you really read about it, but it talks about flowing water. That's a reference to Jesus Christ, my friends. And I was listening to a pastor I respect talking about Revelation 11, like, this is the third temple. So read Revelation 11. It talks about measuring a temple with a rod. The way I read that is it's talking about a fulfillment of those that will come to Christ. It's like a number. It's not a physical temple. That's how I see that scripture. So I'm not buying that a third temple will be a holy place. I'm not buying this red heifer deal that was the Old Testament. It's like bringing back the sacrifice after Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. So watch out for that deception, because it plays into the next video. And this is very important, because you need to think about the Deagle Report. And the Deagle Report says, what, 78 to 80% of Western nations are going to be destroyed. Well, you're Edom. You're Edom. Edom must be destroyed. We played it 100 times. The guy that was on Trump's campaign team, who's pissed off with the poison poke that damaged his kid, and he explained it in a matter-of-fact manner. Are they on schedule? God only knows. But listen to this rabbi. Listen to what he has to say. And we need to think about the times that we're living in. The new pope, Trump, J.D. Vance and team, linked to Palantir, this beast system, what we just heard from Catherine Austin Fitz, the rise of this beast system, the woman of Israel. All these things are coming into play, my friends. I just read an article. They're finally disclosing that they want to use geoengineering to reduce global warming. Here we go.
Once Edom is destroyed, along with its false messiah, then and only then can Israel...
Again, Edom is the West.
...will rise, and Messiah ben David can gather the exiles and build the third temple. Erev Shabbat is the end of the sixth millennia, which we are currently in, and Edom must be destroyed, and the false messiah must be completely exposed, and once that happens, then the real one actually comes, and then Jerusalem can be built properly. When this one falls, the other rises. Israel and Rome can never stand at the same time, which is why I told you, why did he hang on Friday Eve, Erev Shabbat? Because that is to show you that at the end of days, Christianity will be no more. And then finally, Israel will rise. Israel and Rome can never stand at the same time. The Kalipa over here that is going to be destroyed, the Kalipa, as we said, as I said, even in my story, this is Jesus. This is the New Testament. This is the church and everything that comes with it or out of it in every variation from it.
Yeah, when he said false Messiah, he was talking about Jesus. So they need to destroy Jesus. They need to launch Noahide laws. They need their AI God to measure everything. probably out of Israel. Remember, Chavat Lupovich said AI is the new Tower of Babel. They need to biohack you with mind control. Go back to Catherine Austin Fitz, the syndicate that's running the United States. She called it Netanyahu's clown show. But that links to the rabbis that are linked to the Sanhedrin, my friends. Wild time to be alive. Have no fear. We're going to have to be bold, my friends. All right, I want to get into Noah Hyde Trump, or I like to call him transhumanism Trump, the father of the poison poke. Never forget, good old Donald has an IMDb profile. And people just don't see it. You're dealing with actors, my friends. And we've covered now, what, 2-3 podcasts, Trump's different comments about censoring the net. You need to watch out for PSYOPs. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Nazi banners hung over Stockholm Tunnel on Hitler's birthday, glorifying a regime responsible for a number or for the murder of 6 million Jews and countless others is both dangerous and deeply offensive, the European Jewish Congress said. I smell false flag to censor the net. When I see stories like this, and I've mentioned this often, if you're Jewish, I had a dream that you're going to see false flags against you. I mean, death will be real, funded by the central bankers to persecute their own, to bring in their agenda, kind of like the October 7th stand down that happened, that false flag. Death is real, but then the greater strategy is to wipe out your enemies, take the land, get the Leviathan natural gas. I mean, come on. So if you're Jewish, have your head on a swivel, because I think there's going to be so much deception, so much evil to bring in this new world order. It's almost like they know Satan is loose and he has but a short time. All right, here's where it's getting weird. And this is why I'm calling this Noah Hyde Trump. Did Trump convert? We've played this 3 or 4 times, but let's revisit it. A post that Revelations from Rabbit Holes actually edited his post a little bit with Trump wearing the beanie. We are together going to make America bigger, better, stronger, wealthier, healthier, and more religious than it has ever been before. More religious. So let's play this clip, classic clip from True News. Now, Trump has not come out and said he's converted to Judaism. But watch his actions. Watch his words. Didn't put his hand on the Bible, right, when he was sworn in. Just think about that. Christians, you'll never have to vote again. We're going to fix it so good. And I go back to multiple rabbis saying Edom has to be destroyed. That's the West.
Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago, according to White House official. There it is. That's his blog. He said, President Donald Trump converted to Judaism 2 years ago and joined Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue in New York City, according to a high-level White House official. Mr. Goldberg says the story has allegedly been held by CNN's editors for months, but is due to be released within the next few days. David Elias Goldberg, a fellow at the Jewish Center of Anti-Semitic Study, has also interviewed the White House source. According to the source, Trump was pushed by his daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner to join the faith. At first, Trump resisted, stating it would threaten his base of evangelical Christian voters. However, he had a change of heart and officially converted in early 2017. The ceremony was held in private and closely guarded for nearly 2 years. It appears the White House is prepared to slowly release this information, and by summer, it is expected Trump will fully address his new faith in an evening televised news conference. He is clearly the most pro-Israel president in the history of America. He's given Israel every single thing that they've wanted, and he's about to give them war with Iran.
You okay?
And so has he converted? So I want to show you one more article. This is, let me see if I can.
This is the Times of Israel.
Yeah, the Times of Israel. This was published March 22nd, 2019. This is the Times of Israel. Trump, the first Jewish president of the United States.
Now, that's not us saying that. That's Times of Israel. Times of what nation? Israel.
So the people in Israel, that's an English-speaking newspaper in Israel, and that's what they read, that Donald Trump is the first Jewish president of the United States.
And how did they qualify that, Rick?
They gave a list of things that he did for Israel.
First of one, of course, moving the embassy to Jerusalem.
That's right.
That was a big deal.
Then recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. He's the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Western Wall. They gave him credit for defeating ISIS. They gave him credit for rebuking the United Nations for when the U.N. criticized Israel. They credit him with closing the Palestinian office in Washington, D.C. And they said these things, what is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, these six things qualify Donald Trump to be named the first Jewish president of the United States.
And that's what the Times of Israel said.
Again, that was not David Duke's newsletter.
Right.
It's a Jewish-owned newspaper. And they're proclaiming Donald Trump to be the first Jewish president of the United States. So now when you look at this David Elias Goldberg saying that a White House insider told him that President Trump converted to Judaism two years ago.
Suddenly it doesn't sound so crazy, does it?
That was not too crazy. And that CNN knows about it, and CNN is sitting on the story and will be releasing it at some point.
It was history's darkest hour. Millions of innocent, wonderful, and beautiful lives, men, women, and children, were extinguished as part of a systematic attempt to eliminate the Jewish people. It was the most savage crime against God and his children.
We were so deeply moved to see that picture of you touching the stones of the wall. And may I say, we were deeply moved to see First Lady Melania Trump touching the stone of that wall. And equally moved when we saw your daughter Ivanka and your son-in-law Jared do the same.
Okay, so let's just, what if it's true? What if it's true? What does that say to you, Doc?
That says to me there's been such a major shift in values in America. It's no longer Judeo-Christian values anymore. It's Judeo values now.
Yes.
It's Noahide values that ousts Jesus Christ. All right, just another quick video. Watch the body language within this video. You might have to play it a couple times, but there's some cues here, these nonverbal cues.
It's an honor to be here with the first Jewish president of the United States. And if he isn't, he should be.
We're living in dark days, my friends. Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Victory Channel. We are excited to announce that Brother Copeland will be with the President Trump at a special Easter dinner tomorrow night. What a great honor this will be. God bless America. So Trump's having Kenneth Copeland. How anybody follows this guy blows me away. In this Word of Faith movement, if you're in that, when you go to church, are they really diving into the Word of God? I've watched a couple documentaries of the Word of Faith movement, and it just seems like charlatans, my friends, because the whole model is grounded in two marketing principles. If you're selling a product or service, there's two things that you corner your messaging, your brand positioning against, and that is increased pleasure or reduce pain. increase pleasure or reduce pain. And that is the model, and it's a model of the Word of Faith movement. Reduce my pain, give me miracles, extract those demons, or bless me. And blessing is typically financial. It's covetousness. So the Word of Faith movement is about emotion. It's about flesh. And it all reminds me of 2 Timothy chapter 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, reducing pain, increasing pleasure, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Now, I do believe in deliverance and spiritual strongholds, but not excessively, right? I think dark days are coming. It's going to get very, very dark. Our faith, our walk is going to have to be stronger than ever. Think of the power of prayer. Trump's spiritual leader, do you have eyes to see? So did Trump convert to Judaism? Is that why he has a heretic as his spiritual leader? Her ex pushes porn in front of her congregation. We've covered that. I mean, this is just a wicked, deceptive time, and it's so perverse. You are behind enemy lines. It's a spiritual war, my friends. And we're going to need boldness, calling all men. Homework, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Read that in the book of Acts. You want, when it's your time, well done, my faithful servant. But it's a great time to be alive as well. But it reminds me of Jeremiah 12:5. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace, right? That's where we are now, relatively speaking, wherein thou trusteth, then wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? So time of peace, and we're all worried. Man, when it gets hot, which I think it will, when the dollar's worthless, war, invasion, false flags, false nukes, false flag nukes popping up everywhere, when this AI monitoring system is everywhere, ID 2020 can't do anything, and when they finally 100% launch the Mark of the Beast system where you can't buy or sell, it's going to get wild. But let's play Paula.
Wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there, and where I stand is holy.
To say no to President Trump would be saying no to God. And I won't do that.
We are in a spiritual war right now. Let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus.
You want me to tell you what my thoughts are? The thoughts of the King of Kings, the thoughts of the Lord of Lords. I'm downloading heaven. Hey!
I kind of know I'm a little bit cute, all right?
I am Paula, who is pretty. Well, maybe I'm not going to be pretty when I'm 90 years old.
Here's this former messed up Mississippi girl, lived in a trailer that they called trailer trash. Daddy committed suicide, got pregnant out of wedlock, been married, been divorced, not just once, you know, twice.
People go, well, how'd you become the spiritual advisor of the president? We'll get to that later. It's all in there. Michael Jackson, Kid Rock, the president, it's all in there, all right?
Thank you, Paula. What a great job you do. The evangelicals. I hear we're more popular than ever with the evangelicals. You're the only one, and she'll tell the truth. She'll only tell the truth.
Southern California is looking at, there's already law that's passed through the governor that says the Bible is a book of hate speech and to ban the sale of it.
Snapchat was created as the largest human trafficking because the greatest people on there were human traffickers because the FBI and because intelligence could not do it because it's live and it's real time and they can track your kid in less than a second and take them.
There's a Department of Treasury in heaven that God is watching over everything you do, and you are storing up eternal treasure that will go so far beyond, I think, that we can even begin to imagine. You need to send in $3,500. You need to send in $35,000. You need to send in that $100,000 check. If you do not write that P.O. box and you do not call that toll-free number and you do not become a ministry of sustainer, you will never see sustainment in your life, and your dream will die. Your call will die.
It's going over all her assets that are just sick.
Here he is, the nominee. That has to be providence. That has to be the hand of God, in my opinion.
And any tongue that rises against him will be condemned according to the word of God.
It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
If we get two more, we will be able to overturn demonic laws and decrees that has held this nation in captivity.
Tell you that our president is doing absolutely phenomenal, that he is in great health every way.
Huge history buff. It's like he understands that which has been and that which will be.
Thank you for your courageous and bold stand for religious liberty and for your timeless service to all Americans. We appreciate the price that you have paid. To walk in the high calling, history will record the greatness that you have brought for generations.
And so you sit back and go, oh yeah, but she crazy. She up there, suppose she up there in the White House praying. You better believe I'm praying. You better believe I'm up there saying in the name of Jesus. You better believe that I'm walking around those parameters saying I lift this up and I dedicate every ounce of this place as holy ground. I release angels right now in the Holy Spirit and walls of fire. I burn up every demonic altar in the name of Jesus and I call it to crumble.
For those of you that believe in speaking in tongues, I wonder if they had an interpreter there. I mean, it's just getting evil. I just smell evil. From End Time Headlines, Trump delivers Easter message centered around his political enemies. Interesting read. All right, I want to end with this. Last VCast, I actually did a rebuttal to Mike Adams, who became a pastor after becoming a Christian maybe a year and a half ago. I don't think longer than 2 years ago. So now all of a sudden he's a pastor. And here's what Mike said in his post. You don't need Jesus to go to heaven. There is no rapture. Jesus is not coming back. And there is a psyop around the Bible being incomplete. So check out that last VCast that we did.